From the field, to the track, to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In sports, high school basketball regular season tipped off last night, and the Tunstall boys team opened the season in emphatic fashion as they scored a school record 116 points in a 116-47 win over Chatham. Jamarcus Brown had a career-high 34 points, and Zay Cobbs hit 7 threes and scored 23 points. The Chatham girls beat Tunstall 46-27. Sydney Ward led the Cavaliers with 20 points, and Ja'Kiah Giggetts added 12 points in the win. The GW boys basketball team fell in a close one to open the season as they lost to William Fleming 61-57. GW will host Heritage on Wednesday night at 7. The Dan River boys team started the season off with a win as they topped Patrick County on the road 68-53. And the Gretna boys team also opened the season with a win as they beat Brookville 51-41. The Piedmont District has announced their awards for the 2023 football season, and several GW Eagles received recognition. Running back Eli Bridges, wide receiver Ishawn Myers, and offensive linemen Chris Law and Josiah Bratton were named first-team All-District. Quarterback Neo Cabell, running back Jaden Glenn, tight end Jalen Dabney, offensive lineman Tajay Rashid, and kicker Cam Stevens received second-team honors. Jaden Glenn was also named All-District second-team as a kick returner. On Monday, the Carolina Panthers fired head coach Frank Reich just 11 games into his tenure with the team after a 1-10 start. Special teams coach Chris Tabor was named the interim head coach. Dan River alum Tremaine Edmonds and the Chicago Bears defense helped lead the team to a 12-10 win over the Minnesota Vikings last night. Edmonds finished with 6 tackles and a tackle for loss. The Bears defense intercepted 4 passes in the win. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.